弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brother and sister.
我们真的感谢赞美主。
And thanks to the Lord. And
因为他是一位复活的主。
That he is the resurrected Lord.
我们早上诗班的弟兄姊妹在唱述的就是这样一件事情。
And this morning, the theme of our song is this.
他不但是复活的主，他还是永存的神。
Not only he is the resurrected Lord, he is also the Lord who lives.
好，我们刚刚唱这首诗歌477首的时候，我不知道你对神有怎么样的一个认识。
So when we just were singing Psalm 477, I don't know how well you know our Lord.
在第一节的时候，他说到神用奥秘的行动前来成功他的奇迹。
In the beginning, it says God moves in a mysterious way, His own wonders to perform.
也就是说，神在我们这一生都有一个奇妙的计划。
Meaning that our Lord has a plan for us.
其实从创造的开始，这个计划就一直在那边进行。
And in the beginning of everything, His plan started.
所以有时候我们没有办法了解神为什么这样做。
So even though sometimes we don't understand why things are this way.
好像他的计划是那么样的深不可测。
How come his plan is so difficult that I cannot understand?
有时候可能在我们的眼目看神的计划好像失败了。
Maybe at times you will see that his plan failed.
可是呢在他特殊的设计里面呢却成就了一件奇妙的事。
But it is in this mysterious way that his will becomes true.
好像有时候我们心里畏惧的时候看到的是一片乌云。
Sometimes when we're in fear, all we see is a fog.
可是却没想到因着神的怜悯却为我们带下赐下那个赐福的雨来。
But what we don't understand is that through His grace, it is coming of the rain of blessing.
所以呢，在诗歌第四节的时候，特别讲到，就是说，我们不要凭感觉来议论主的爱。
So in stanza 4 it says, "Judge not the Lord by feeble sense."
我们要相信他的恩典。
But trust Him for His grace.
他的笑脸常是藏在严厉的天命后面。
Because He hides a smiling face behind a frowning prophet.
好像也是这样的一个聚会，在我们的中间，我们向神仰望的时候，要知道。神用笑脸帮助我们。
So this morning, in this meeting, let us remember that our Lord is looking at us with His smiling face.
早上我们也还要用路德记来交通神的话。
And this morning, we will communicate through the book of Ruth.
特别来认识神奇妙的作为。
Particularly to understand His mysterious way.
所以呢，我就有这样的一个主题，叫做主的护理。
So our topic of today is God's providence.
其实呢，我在神学院三年的学习里面。
In fact, in my 3 years in my Bible college,
那有一个神学的字眼呢，就特别印在我的心里面。
There's one specific theme that gave me an impression.
就是护理这两个字。
Is the word providence.
讲到神的护理。
Talk about God's providence.
那就在我的里面，我却知道说，当我们认识神、信靠神的时候。
And in me, I understand that when we rely and believe in the Lord.
我们这个人就跟神发生了一个关系。
Then now we have a relationship with the Lord.
开始呢，我们可以把一切都交托给他。
And it is at that time that we could start putting a burden on Him.
其实呢，我们如果从永恒的角度来看的话
，In fact, if you're looking at it and with an eternal perspective,
其实呢，我们的寿命都是一样长的。
Then I tell you that all our lifetime is the same.
只是呢，有比较多的人早一点跨过那个死亡的门槛。
It's just that some people they pass over into death first.
那有一些人呢，比较晚一点跨过那个死亡的门槛。
And some people will cross over later.
可是呢，在神的计划里面呢，他给我们一个永远的生命。
But in God's plan, we have eternal life.
所以呢，如果我们看这样的生命的时候，我们发现，哦，原来我们的生命是一样的。
So if you look at it that way, then you will know that all our lives are the same.
那当然了，圣经上里面没有讲，我自己想象的时候，有一天我们在天上。
Of course, the Bible didn't say this, but when I was imagining this, I thought that one day we will meet.
那我碰到仲亮，我问仲亮你几岁啊
？We'll meet in heaven, and I'll talk to Brother 仲亮 and ask him how old are you.
那你想仲亮要怎么回答我
？And then I would think, what would 仲亮 say?
三岁。
I say 3 years old.
可能不是，他可能会说永远。
Maybe my brother will say that my age is eternity.
他可能他也会问我说，哎，圣宗你几岁了
？Maybe he will ask me that, Brother Stephen, how old are you?
其实我怎么回答他，我也会回答说永远。
Maybe I'll also answer him in heaven, saying that my age is eternity.
所以呢，在那一天里面呢，我们的生命都被主改变。
So on that one day, our life is transformed.
所以呢，神在今天的时候，他有一个计划，有一个作为，都在我们的身上。
So today, God has a plan and His will for you.
我就说到这个神的天命在我们的身上。
And it is this heavenly secret that is now on us.
那为什么呢？我在神学院读书的时候会遇到闭霜呢
So how did I meet Beatrice when I was in college, a Bible college?
那为什么毕生他会那么老远的从台湾跑到美国来遇见我呢？
And how did my wife come all the way from Taiwan to meet me?
这是神的奥秘，我也讲不出来。
And then this is God's mystery. I don't know why.
那我结婚之后第一年呢就生了Joshua。
And then after my marriage, the second year, we gave birth to Joshua.
可是呢第二年呢我们留了一个孩子。
And it is also in the second year that we had a miscarriage.
为什么会有这样的事情发生在我的生命中呢？
And how can this happen to me?
为什么第二个要生下来的却流掉了呢？
Why did our second child was gone in miscarriage?
这个我也不能解释。
I don't understand.
可是呢我知道神有一个命定在我的身上。
But I know that God has his plan on me.
所以当我们说到神的护理的时候，
So when we talk about God's providence,
意思就是说在每一个认识人的身上，
Meaning that on a specific person,
我们这一生都有神圣的圣洁的介入，
That our whole life, God wants to have his holy intervention.
也就是说这一个神圣的神呢， 他介入在我们的生活里面，
Meaning that this holy God wants to intervene into our life.
不管我们认识神不认识神， 其实神都与我们有关系。
Doesn't matter if you know or not know the God, the Lord has a way in your life. But for children of God, we have a deeper impression.
所以呢,神造我们呢,不是造完了就把我们丢在一边不管我们。
So when God created man, he didn't just create us and put us aside.
他不是任我们活,任我们死,什么事他都不管。
He didn't just leave us alone and let us live our life.
所以呢,当我们谈到护理的时候呢, 我们就要为这个字来做一个说明。
So when we talk about God's providence, let's explain more.
所以这个学者呢,古德恩呢, 他就为这个字做了一个定义。
So this scholar, Wayne Grum, he defined God's providence this way.
他说这个字呢,护理呢, 就是讲到神持续的参与在他的受造的世界里面。
Providence means that God continuously is involved in his creation.
神参与的方法呢, 有下面三种。
And his way of intervening are one of these three ways.
第一个呢,他保守他所创造的呢,万物存在,并且呢,维系他们的本质,继续赋予他们的本质。
First is that he will keep the properties of his creations, and he will continue his properties to be pure.
第二个护理呢,就讲到就是说,在每一个行动上面,他协同受造之物,保守他们按照他们的本质表现出应有的行为。
And secondly, in the things that his creations are doing, they will be continuing doing the same thing.
那最后呢,就是引导他们能够达成这个受造的目的。
And thirdly, God wants to lead them to continue doing what they do to achieve their goals.
所以呢,如果我们把这一段话应用在我们的身上,
So now, if we put all these three principles into our life,
那我们从一个比较微小的一个角度来看的时候,
And if you look at it from a smaller person's perspective,
我们就可以这样说, 神让我来到世上,
Then we could say that the Lord made me into this world,
他仍然持续的在那里参与创造我的目的,
And he will continuously help me achieve my goal, my purpose.
在我生活上的每一个行动,
In everything that I do,
他都赋予我不同的特质,
He will give me special characteristics.
而且呢, 协助我呢, 能够完, 在每一个行动里面, 完成他创造我的目的,
and will help me and lead me through everything I do to achieve my purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹, 今天我们活在这个世上,
So brothers and sisters, today when we live our life,
有一个重要的意义就是活出神创造我们的目的,
There is a deep meaning is how we carry out our purpose.
所以我们认识神的人真是有福的人。
So for us, the people of God, we are blessed.
因为就是在那个艰困的环境里面,
Because even though through tough times,
面对我们不能明白的道理,
When we face things that we don't understand,
面对那些难以承受的天灾,
When we face disasters that we can't agree with,
可是因为我们知道神, 他有一个命定在那里的时候,
But when we understand that when God has his will,
我们的里面我们知道, 我们的神必定保守我们,
Then in us, we understand that God will keep us safe,
我们的神必定帮助我们,
That our Lord will help us,
我们的神必定为我们成就,
That our God will help us complete.
弟兄姊妹为什么说这一段前言呢？
So, our brothers and sisters, why did I start with this?
因为当我们看完路德记的时候,
Because after we finish reading the book of Ruth,
那我们从第一章我们谈到就说彼此恩待。
In chapter 1, we learned about how we need to serve each other.
因为这彼此恩待的生活叫我们从一个苦境来转回。
So when we treat each other with kindness, then we could turn around from a bad situation.
第二章我们讲到彼此相爱的时候。
In chapter 2, we talked about how we need to love each other.
就像我们在这样一个转回的生活里面我们得到一些祝福。
So that when we repent, we can be blessed.
接着我们讲到彼此成全。
And thirdly, we talked about how we can complete each other.
讲到我们这些蒙祝福的人，我们也开始能够去祝福别人。
So us, the blessed people, now we can go out and bless others.
可是三次的信息呢，我们都是站在人与人之间的关系来应用。
And in the past of the previous three meetings, we only talked about how men and men should act with each other.
可是在第四章的时候呢，我们就发现原来神的影响力一直在路德的身上。
But in chapter 4, now we see how it is God who has been doing his work on Ruth.
这样的影响力呢，也在你的身上，也在我的身上。
And this, what God's work is also on you.
在路德身上怎么巧妙，在你我的身上也就是那么的巧妙。
This influence of God, this mysterious way is also on you, like it was on Ruth.
我们看到路德呢，他从一个不认识神的女子开始，那他被带到神儿女的家中。
And how Ruth, she was a foreigner, how she was brought into the house of God.
他在神儿女的家里面开始生活的时候。
And as she started living as the children of God.
他遇到了丧夫之痛。
Then she lost her husband.
所以呢，他也没有任何的儿女。
And she did not have any children.
可是他的眼目没有聚焦在于他的过去的先生的身上。
But yet she did not just focus on her husband that was passed away.
他的心思呢，也没有在那里想到说没有儿女的痛苦。
And she did not self-pity and thought about how she was barren.
在他的生活里面，他积极的融入在神儿女的生活中。
And in her life, still she wants to mingle with the children of God.
他没有在那里为地上的产业在那里费心费力。
And there she was not fear for her inheritance of the land.
可是有一件事情我们可以观察得到，就是他竭力成为神的儿女。
One thing we should notice is that how she strived to be a children of God.
所以对于这一位外邦的女子来讲，
So even as a foreigner,
她选择以色列的神成为她的神。
She chose the God of Israel to be her own God.
对我们也是一样。
And it is the same for us.
我们身为一个中国人，我们选择以色列的神成为我们的神。
That as Chinese, we also choose the God of Israel to be our God.
所以路德呢，她认定除了神之外，再也没有别的神可靠。
So for Ruth, she understands and she proclaims that it is God, the only God that she believes.
今天我们也是一样，除了神以外，我们再也不去靠别的神。
Exactly the same is that there is only God and no one else.
所以路德的故事好像就是我们的故事一样。
So that's why the story of Ruth is our story.
所以我们拉到神的面前的时候，我们发现神用他的翅膀，覆盖我们。
So when we come to God, we understand that it is God using His wing to protect us.
他使我们得赏赐。
He gave us, He make us receive.
而且呢，我们发现我们所得到的恩典呢，比我们初信的时候更多。
And then we realize more and more of our blessings as we believe in Him more and more.
我们也知道，我们遇到这样的救恩的时候，神从来没有撇下我们。
And then we also understand that when we receive His salvation, He never left us.
所以这都是我们的经历。
And this is now our own experience.
所以呢，既然如此，我们跟万事万物和众人都是有关系的。
So now because of this, now all things have a relationship with us.
所以当每一天生活在进行的时候，
So every day in our daily living,
我们相信神必定保守我们。
We trust the Lord will keep us.
神必定帮助我们。
We trust that God will help us.
神必定完成他要做的事在我们的身上。
And God will complete His purpose on us.
我们一起来读路德记第四章第三节到第六节。
Let us read Ruth chapter 4 verse 3 through 6.
那在节目单上也有，我们一起来读这一段的经文。
Let us read together.
花师对那赤净的亲属说，从摩押地回来的拿尔米现在要卖我们族兄以利米勒的那块地，我想当初那块地的是你，其次是我以外再没有别人了，你可以在这里的人面前和我本国的长老面前说明，你若肯赎就赎，若不肯赎就告诉我。那人回答说，我肯赎。花子说，你从拿尔米手中买这地的时候，也当娶死人的妻摩押女子路德，使死人 存留他的名，那人说这样我就不能赎了，恐怕与我的产业有碍，所当赎的我不能赎了。弟兄姊妹，其实呢，从创世纪开始，如果我们认识到以色列民族的他们有一个婚姻的习俗，
if we understand the culture of the marriage,
也就是他们的兄长呢娶妻之后，
is that when an older brother is married,
那他们膝下又没有儿女，
and if they were barren without child,
那当这位兄长过世之后，
and after the older brother died,
他们的弟弟呢就有这样的一个义务来娶他们的嫂嫂为妻。
And it is now the responsibility of the younger brothers to remarry the older brother's wife.
好叫他们的兄长可以留名立后。
So that the bloodline of the older brother can continue.
所以呢当这样的一个习俗渐渐的往前的时候。
So when this culture goes forth.
在生命记的年代我们看到这样的一个习俗呢已经让这样做弟弟的呢他们能够自由的选择。
And then later on, we see that now the younger brother has a choice.
他们可以选择做这件事也可以选择不做这件事。
The younger brother could choose to marry the sister-in-law or not.
可是呢我们刚刚读到这一段的经文在路德记的时候我们看到就是说原来他们已经又扩大到至近的亲属里面。
And then here, we see that nowIn the book of Ruth, this relationship now goes on to the other relatives.
也就是说，同族里面，如果你是堂兄弟，也可以做这样的一件事情。
Meaning that now as a cousin, now you can marry the sister-in-law.
好像这个死去的人呢，他们能够他们的产业能够留在这个亲族里面。
So that the bloodline of the deceased can stay.
啊，这样一个婚姻呢，就为死去的人把这个名字留下来。
So that this new marriage will continue the name of the deceased.
所以我们看这样的一个婚姻的习俗好像也没有太特别的地方。
So when we look at this, in the culture of marriage, in the traditions, it is nothing special.
可是当我们读圣经一直读的时候我们发现这是神一个巧妙的安排。
But if we read on the Bible, we will know that this is God's mysterious way.
因为呢神保守他的救恩的计划可以实践。
Because God wants His salvation to complete.
所以呢，主耶稣基督能够按着父神的旨意来到地上。
So that Jesus can come in God's will.
特别呢，神要保守犹大支派的一个延续。
Especially God promised that it is going to be a descendant of the tribe of Judah.
所以呢，我们在看创世纪38章的时候。
So when we read Genesis chapter 38.
你会觉得这一章特别的奇怪。
We will see that this chapter is different.
因为前面呢是在讲约瑟的故事。
Because it was talking about Joseph.
后面呢也是在讲约瑟的故事。
And after chapter 38, it was still talking about Joseph.
可是呢就在这一章里面呢特别讲到犹大。
Indeed, but then in chapter 38, all of a sudden it starts talking about Judah.
好像前面都没有关联的时候，为什么这一章都突然的跑出来？
Just like beforehand, it wasn't talking about Judah. Afterward, it wasn't Judah, but chapter 38 is Judah.
其实我们可以把这一章呢，从创世纪里面把它抽离。
In fact, we could take this chapter and put it somewhere else.
你发现呢，根本没有关系的，因为约瑟的故事就那么平顺的可以一路讲下去。
Because you will see that it has been the story of Joseph.
那整个创世纪呢我们从挪亚亚伯拉罕以撒雅各以扫约瑟可以一路的讲完。
And in the book of Genesis, it talks about the forefathers of Israel.
可是呢在创世纪38章的时候就突然插出来这一章就单单的讲到犹大。
But yet, in chapter 38, all of a sudden, it focuses on Judah.
那这一个事件呢就硬生生的摆在38章里面。
And this specific incident is captured in chapter 38.
那这一章呢特别讲到这样的一个婚姻的习俗。
And this chapter talks about the traditions of marriage in Israel.
所以呢犹大的媳妇她叫做塔玛。
And Judah has a daughter-in-law, her name is Tamar.
那塔玛呢实际上就嫁给了犹大的长子。
In fact, Tamar was the wife of Judah's first son.
那这个长子呢，做了恶事，所以呢，神就让他离开世上。
And this first son, because he was wicked, so God killed him.
可是呢，犹大就希望他的次子能够来娶他的嫂嫂。
And now Judah wants his second son to remarry the first daughter-in-law.
可是呢，这个次子呢又行恶，所以呢，神又让他离开了世上。
But the second son also was wicked, so God killed him too.
所以呢, 在这里呢, 他马士呢, 他心里面有一个意念, 就是要为他的先生, 能够把他的产业跟名分都能够留下来。
So Tamar, all she wanted to do is to carry on her husband's name and have an inheritance.
所以呢, 在圣经里面的记载, 她就假扮成一个妓女。
So that in the Bible, she concealed herself and pretended to be a prostitute.
所以呢, 她就跟她的公公犹大呢, 就发生了一些关系。
And she had a relationship with Judah, her father-in-law.
可是呢, 当我们看到这件事情的时候, 圣经里面说到就是说, 他马士做这件事情呢, 还显出他的义来。
But here, the Bible describes that what Tamar did was righteous.
原来呢, 犹大没有继续把他的最小的儿子许配给他马士。
Because Judah promised Tamar that he would marry her with his younger son, but he never did it.
所以呢, 也就是因为这样一个婚姻习俗, 犹大呢, 他借着他马士又生下了一个小孩。
And it is in this tradition that Judah and Tamar gave birth to another son.
所以呢, 38章对犹大来讲呢, 并不是很名誉。
So in fact, chapter 38 is a shameful thing for Judah.
所以对任何一个人, 这样的事情呢, 被记载, 这样, 记载在圣经上面, 我想我们任何一个人都不愿意。
And I think even for anyone, you wouldn't want this story to be told in the Bible.
可是呢, 圣经就把这一个事件放在那里。
But yet, it is in the Bible.
因为它让我们能够看到, 神在这里有一个心意。
Because through these events, we will see that God has a will.
就是要借着犹大这一个支派,
is that it is through the tribe of Judah
能够延续他救恩的一个命定,
that his salvation will be completed.
所以呢, 救主君王呢, 可以从犹大支派而出,
so it is the King of Kings will come from the tribe of Judah.
整个的救恩能够向着万民万国来施行,
and this salvation can come from this tribe to all people.
所以同样的我们在路德记第四章里面, 我们可以看到他必定保守犹大的后裔。
So in here in Ruth chapter 4, we see the same thing, that God will protect the tribe of Judah.
因为波阿斯他的行动, 他也是按着整个的犹大支派的一个行动来做。
And what Boaz has done, he is just following the tradition of his tribe.
其实我们读这一段经节, 当波阿斯要做这一件事情的时候,
And here we see that when Boaz did what he did,
在整个的亲属里面呢, 有一个人比他更配做这一件事。
In all of the relatives, there's one more person before him that could redeem the land.
可是呢, 在这样的一个情形下, 有一个人站在他面前, 他就失去了这样的一个机会。
And when this man is before him, then Boaz cannot claim it until he refused to.
所以呢, 他为了做这一件事情, 他必须去征求这一个人的同意。
So before Boaz can redeem it, he must first talk to this other man.
所以呢, 这一个亲属呢, 这一个至亲的亲属, 当他被问到就说, 愿不愿意赎他族兄的地的时候,
So when this closest relative was asked if he will redeem the land,
他说我愿意。
He said, yes, I will.
那这件事情呢, 好像在波哈斯的身上就没有办法继续下去。
Then if that person indeed redeemed it, then there's nothing else Boaz could do.
可是我们看到呢, 波哈斯为了做成这件事, 他就 继续问下去,
but then Boaz, because he wanted to redeem it, he reminded his closest
你愿意赎, 那你愿不愿意娶回路德为妻呢?
He said, if you want to redeem it, then you must also acquire Ruth.
这时候我们就看到, 这一位至亲的亲属, 他并不愿意娶路德为妻。
And the closest relative says, no, I do not want to marry Ruth.
所以就在众人的见证下, 那波哈斯就顺利地赎回他族兄的这个产业, 并取回路德。
So now that the closer relative refused, then Boaz now can redeem the land and Ruth.
所以我们在这里看到, 神呢, 定保守波哈斯他的计划。
So here, we could see that the Lord is keeping Boaz in his plan.
那我们也看见呢, 神必定帮助他们。
And also we'll see that God will help them.
所以我们看见神在护理上的时候, 神的护理也在路德的身上。
So in God's providence, Ruth is also in it.
神帮助路德活出神创造他的目的。
God will help Ruth to live out the purpose that is on her.
今天这样的能力也在我们的身上。
And today the same power is on you.
我们必须让神的工作坐在我们的身上。
So let God do his work on us.
好叫我们能够活出神创造我们的目的。
So that we could carry out the purpose of God's will.
我们常常讲到就是说, 如果我们信了神, 我们要悔改, 我们要带领人来信主。
And then a lot of times we talked about how now that we believe in the Lord, we have to bring people to the Lord. And how a lot of times we say that we have to preach the gospel, we have to build up a church. But then maybe some of us will say that, no, I never had that feeling. Maybe we don't really truly understand the amount of grace. A lot of times when we face any difficulty, we'll just throw away this grace. But brothers and sisters, even we in a broken situation, God still treasures us. A lot of times, God wants to help us. Let us read Ruth chapter 4, 11 and 12.
在城门坐着的众民和长老都说，我们做见证，愿耶和华使祭米迦这女子像建立以色列家的拉结利亚二人一样，用约你在以法哈得亨通，在伯利恒得名声。 愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔，使你的家像他玛从犹大所生拔勒斯的家一般。弟兄姊妹，这些话如果只是呢平常的话，这些在门城门口的众民和长老，他如果虚应一下的话。
Brothers and sisters, if the elders and the people are just saying things,
说像我们中国人常常。 哎呀，愿你长命百岁啊！愿你寿比南山啊！愿你儿孙满堂啊！愿你福如东海啊！
Just like the casual sayings during Chinese New Year, we'll just say fortunate things when we don't really mean it.
那我想，这些很平常的话不会被记载在这个圣经上面。
Then I think that these casual sayings will not be captured in the Bible.
可是呢，这里我们却看到呢，这些众民和长老呢，他们说我们要做见证。
But here we see that the people that are in the court, they say, we are witnesses.
他说，愿耶和华使进你家的这个女子呢，像建立以色列的拉结利亚二人一样。
And they said, may the Lord make the woman who is coming into your house like Rachel and Leah, both of whom built the house of Israel.
又愿你在以法他得亨通，在伯利恒得名声。
And may you achieve wealth in Bethlehem and become famous in Bethlehem.
愿这少年的女子赐你后裔，像你的家。 像他玛是从犹大所生的法勒斯的家一般。
Moreover, may your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah.
所以神在这里呢，要帮助路德建立以色列的家。
So here we see that God will help Ruth to build out the house of Israel.
所以在这里呢，神要帮助路德，使犹大的支派的后裔得以延续。
And here we see that it is God who helped Ruth to build on and continue the bloodline of the tribe of
Judah. 神也帮助波阿斯能够得享亨通。
And also God will give wealth to Boaz.
好像呢，神的心意，我们常常想着说，好像神的心意呢，在旧约时代只是拣选以色列百姓来的。If
you look at it, you will think that God's will only executes on the Israelites.
可是我们却没有想到，神的救恩却是为着万族万民而来。
But one thing that we often forget is that His salvation is prepared for all people.
我们在星期五我们交通道的时候，我们说到妓女拉合呢，因着信。
On Friday, in Hebrews chapter 11, how we talk about the harlot Rahab, how through faith,
曾和和平平地接待探子,
and she took in the spies,
就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡,
and she was not destructed with the rest of the people who did not believe.
所以呢,拉合呢,她因着信,
so Rahab, through faith,
神也就帮助她,能够使她得救。
God help her so her family can be saved.
所以呢，一个外邦的子女因着信，他能够认识神。
So someone who is a foreigner through faith now she believes.
今天我们的情况也是这样。
And it is the same for us.
所以我们因着信,
so we can also be through faith.
我们也就蒙拯救。
To be saved.
其实拉合是谁呢?
So who is Rahab?
其实拉合就是波阿斯的母亲。
She is the mother of Boaz.
那我们不难想到，就是当以色列人呢，他们进攻耶利哥城的时候，
so when the Israelites when they tried to take down the city of Jericho，
那拉合呢，因为认识到以色列的神就是上天下地的神，
Rahab, at that time, she understood that God is the God of all things.
她就选择了要这一位神。
And at that point, she chose this God to be her own God.
所以她就救护了两个探子。
So then she hid two spies in her house.
因为这件事, 所以呢, 约书亚进耶利哥城的时候就救活了他的全家。
And it is because of this, when Jericho went down, her family was saved.
那圣经里面是说, 拉合的全家都被救活了。
In the Bible, it says that it is Rahab and her whole family, household, is now saved.
不但全家, 连她的所有都被救活了。
Not just her household, but all the things she had was kept.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们被救的光景也是这样, 不但我们的家人, 连我们所属的东西一起被救。
So brothers and sisters, the same thing for us, when you are saved, your household and all things belong to you are saved.
也都一起的蒙神保守。
Are now kept by the Lord.
所以呢，如果我们只是想到救恩，只是单单的为以色列百姓预备，
So if we think that salvation is only prepared for the Israelites,
其实拉合这一段故事在约书亚记也可以不用写。
Then I tell you that we would not see the story of Rahab in the book of Joshua.
因为没有这一段的故事，更显明呢，只有以色列人呢是神所拣选的族类。
Because without that story, we would now even more clearly know that it is the only Israelites who will be saved.
可是在约书亚记就特别的安排把这一段的故事写给我们看。
But yet it is in the book of Joshua that we clearly see what Rahab did.
所以从一个外邦女子拉合的身上，她能够蒙救恩。
So from a foreigner, Rahab, her ham family is saved.
今天一个摩押女子路德呢，她也是这样能够蒙恩。
At the same time, in this chapter, the Moabite of Ruth is also saved.
我最近看一本书呢，就是这个曼宁哈，在他的书里面，毫不留情的信任里面。
And I've been reading this book by a Manning. The book's called Ruthless Trust.
然后他就提到一个故事，一个水桶的比喻。
He talked about a bucket of water.
那他就是讲到，就是说有一个仆人呢，他每天呢要为他的主人呢扛两桶的水。 回到主人的家中,
he said that this is a servant. His job is to carry two bucketfuls of water for his master.
其中呢,有一个水桶是完整的,一个水桶呢,有一点点的缝隙。
And he says that one of the bucket is whole, but the other bucket has a hole in it.
可是呢,每一次呢,当这个仆人呢,把这两桶水提到主人的家中的时候,
and every time when this servant carried these two buckets of water,
那其中呢,这个有裂缝的水桶呢,它的水呢,就流掉一半。
And then this bucket that has a hole in it would leak half of its water.
实际呢，挑了两桶，回到主人的家里面的时候，只剩下一桶半。
So in fact, he started off with two buckets of water, but when he got home, it's only one and a half bucket full.
那有一天呢，这个半桶水的桶子呢，就问这个挑水的仆人呢，他就说，哎呀，我真的很没有用。
So one day, the bucket that has a hole asked the servant and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm useless."
每一次呢，你把我挑回家的时候，我的水就剩下一半了。Every
time when we finish walking, I only have half the water left.
那真的是不好意思。And
I'm so sorry for it.
可是呢，这个仆人呢，就跟他讲，就是说，哎呀，没有关系，没有关系，我让你看一件事。And
then the servant said, it's okay, let me show you this.
所以呢，当他告诉这个水桶的时候，这一次呢，当我挑满水的时候，回去的路上，你注意看看你裂缝那一边发生了什么事。
Now then, this time when I carry you home, why don't you take a look at the path that we walk home with?
所以呢，当他回去的时候呢，这个水桶呢就在看沿路旁边看发生什么事。
So on their way back, this bucket started looking at the path that they walked by.
原来在路上的那一侧，在他那一侧呢，开满了花。
And when we looked at it, the whole path that they walked by is filled with flowers.
原来呢，每一次呢，这个仆人挑水的时候漏掉了这半桶水呢，就沿路一直在浇花。
Because every time when they walk this path, when the water is leaking out from the bucket, it's actually watering the plants.
所以呢，回到主人家中，虽然剩下了一桶半的水。
So even though when they got home, there's only half a bucket of water left.
可是呢，在主人的家里面，却常常有美丽的花朵放在主人的房间里面。
But yet now there are beautiful flowers along the way.
弟兄姊妹，好像我们的生命也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, it is just like a life.
有时候我们看不懂神的计划在哪里。
Sometimes you don't understand God's way.
可能呢，好像我们对于神，我们总是有一些的愧疚在那边。
And to him, we always fall short and think that we're useless.
可能呢，我跟 Kevin 来比的时候。
But when I compare it to Brother Stephen.
哎呀，主啊，我又不会翻译。
And then I'll say that my translation is not so well.
在神家里，我真的没有这个功用。
And I am not as useful in God's house.
你看我们 Kevin 一表人才，我又长成这个样子。
And then look at Brother Stephen, how handsome he is.
哎呀，你还是用他吧。
Why don't you use him more?
弟兄姊妹，真的，神在我们里面都有奇妙的计划。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, God has a way in you.
不管我们怎样，我们只要相信这一位神就是我们的神。
Doesn't matter what condition you're in, trust him to be your Lord.
你要知道他就保守我们，他就帮助我们。
And trust him that he will keep us and help us.
所以圣经呢，在弥迦书很奇妙的就提到这一点。
So in the book of Bible, it talks about this.
他说伯利恒啊，以法他啊，你在犹大的诸城中为最小。
It says Bethlehem and Ephrathah, to be in many cities, you will be the smallest.
将来呢，必有一位从你那里出来。
But yet there will be one person coming out from you.
在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
And this person will be the king in Israel. His foundation is from the beginning to the end.
所以我们可以看到，原来呢，先知弥迦呢，他在这里已经把这样的一个亘古永远救恩的计划给说出来了。
So here in the prophet in Micah, it shows us this prophecy is from the beginning to the end.
哎，可是这个计划呢，对于波阿斯跟路德来讲，他们都参与在其中。
And in this eternal plan, somehow Boaz and Ruth they're part of it.
因为当波阿斯娶回路德的时候，他的后续延续的子孙呢，就在这样一个流里面。
And in fact, when Boaz and Ruth were married, when they give birth, this is now the bloodline.
所以我们最后我们就讲到，就是说神必定成就这样的一件事。
And at the end, we're going to conclude in how God will complete.
我们一起来读路德记的第四章十三到十七节。
And let us read Ruth chapter 4, 13 through 17.
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房。耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子，而不对拿尔米说。耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无自尽的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声，他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的。有这儿妇，即有七个儿子还好。拿尔米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。邻舍的妇人说，拿尔米得了孩子，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父母。所以呢，我们看到这里呢，有一个救恩从这一个家族里面一直要延续下去。虽然这一件事情还没有成就，可是呢，神的命定已经在那里了。
And here we see this inheritance, this salvation that came from this bloodline. How at that time they didn't realize, but it is God's promise.
所以呢，神就借着俄贝德祝福了拿尔米。
So it is through Obed that now God blesses Naomi.
神也借着俄贝德呢，让他的后代大卫能够在以色列里面成为君王。
It is also through Obed that David now became the king of Israel.
所以当我们谈到神必定成就的时候，
So when we talk about how God will complete,
所以在这里呢，我就想到说，神为转回者拿尔米。
Then I thought about how God turned Naomi.
神为跟从者路德。
And how Ruth the follower.
成就了大事。
Through them, they completed a great thing.
给他们一个极大的祝福。
Gave them a great blessing.
在他们的家族中兴起了以色列的君王来。
It is now from the family that the king of Israel is risen.
不但如此，在新约的时代，更借着大卫的后裔主耶稣基督。
And it is also from this bloodline that Jesus was born.
显明了神与人同在的一个事实。
To reveal the fact that God and man are together.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们知道，在我们这一生，我们认识神是何等的有福。
So brothers and sisters, let us understand how we are blessed.
就像我在周五所交通的，不但是呢，我们生活呢会有改变。
Just like when I talked about Friday, not only our life and living will change.
就是在没有改变的情形之下，就是在没有得到世上一切享受的情况之下。
Even in times when we don't enjoy all the great things.
我们都有这样的一个确信，神与我们同在。
That we have this belief that God is with us.
神与我们同在。
That God is with us.
所以呢，我们就知道这位神他保守我们，帮助我们，成就一件事情在我们身上所要发生的。
So let us trust that God will keep us, will help us, and will complete us in His will.
这件事就叫永生。
And This is eternity.
好像我们这样的人能够永永远远的与神在一起。
So that we could live our eternity with God.
所以当我们来看罗马书第8章28节的时候,
So when we look at Romans chapter 8, 28,
罗马书第8章28节讲到就是我们晓得万事都互相效力。
Romans 8:28 says that we know that God causes all things
叫爱神的人得益处,
to work together for the good to those who love God
就是按神旨意被召的人,
to those who are calling according to his purpose.
弟兄姐妹,
brother and sister,
在这荧幕上有5个名字,
on this screen there are 5 names.
塔马士,
Thomas,
拉合士,
Rahab,
路德,
Ruth,
拔士巴,
Bathsheba,
玛利亚,
Maria.
那这5位姐妹呢?
These 5 sisters.
如果让我们看他们的婚姻,
if we look at their marriage,
他们有苦也有甜,
you know that they are bitter and sweet.
他们呢,有泪水也有欢笑,
and in them there is tears and there is happiness.
有离异也有联合,
there is separation and togetherness.
有罪过也有赦免,
sins and forgiven.
有羞辱也有荣耀,
shame and glory.
可是呢,这5位女子呢,对于神呢,他们有一个共同的特点,就是他们对于神的信心没有失去。
But through these 5 women, the one common thing among them is that the trust in the Lord was never diminished.
他们在世上的日子虽然短暂,
even though they only spent a small time on earth.
可是呢,在他们世上的日子,他们都尽力活出神创造他们的荣耀目的。
But they spent all their time on this world to glorify God.
所以呢,他们在生活的时候行神的旨意。
So when in their living, they walk in God's purpose.
所以在他们生活的时候,神也参与到他们的生活中。
So that's why in their daily living, God can intervene.
对于他们呢,有些人可能对于神救恩永恒的计划来讲,他们是不认识的。
For some of them, maybe they never understood the complete salvation of God.
可是呢,对于旧约生活在这个新约生, 对于玛利亚生活在新约时代,她可能对于神的这个旨意呢,她有一点点的了解。
And maybe Maria in the New Testament age, maybe she understood the salvation a little bit.
可是不管怎么样,神就借着他们的婚姻,
but it doesn't matter, it is through their marriage.
成就一个永远的计划,
God has completed his eternal will.
那个心意就是神要救我们每一个人。
His will is that he wants to save all of us.
不管你是以色列人好, 不管你是外邦人也好,
doesn't matter if you're an Israelite or a foreigner.
神就是护理所有的人都要来认识他。
God's providence is that we will all get to know him.
能够明白他的心意, 进入神的国度。
To understand his will and enter into his kingdom.
那我有一个朋友呢,最近呢,他在他的脸书上面就贴了一段文字。
I have a friend, he recently posted this message on Facebook.
我觉得这一段的文字呢,可以有更好的说法。
And I think what he posted can have a better meaning.
那我就给他不同的回应。
So I gave him a response.
他说到呢,每一个男人呢,都需要生个好女儿。
He said that for every man, you have to have a good daughter.
不是,他说每个男人呢,都该生个女儿。
He said every man should have at least one daughter.
然后呢,那你希望未来的女婿如何?
So how you want your future son-in-law to be?
你希望你未来的女婿怎么样对待你的女儿?
How you want your future son-in-law to treat your daughter?
那你就该如何对待自己的妻子?
And that's how you should treat your wife.
那很多人就为他按赞赞赞赞。
And a lot of people like that post.
我看了一下大概姐妹蛮多的。
And then when I read it, most of the people that like your post are sisters.
所以呢,我就给他一个回应。
So I responded with this.
我说,好好地对待我们的妻子。
And I said, we should treat our wife fairly.
那我们就以后呢,会有好的媳妇。
So that in the future, we will have good son-in-law, daughter-in-law.
也会有像我们一样好的女婿。
And we will also have the son-in-law that are just like us.
那我说不要梦想,赶快去实践。
So I said, don't just dream about it, go do it.
因为你在梦想你未来的女婿怎么样对待你的女儿。
Because you're now just dreaming about how your future son-in-law should treat your future daughter.
好不, 还不如就是现在赶快去实现神在我们身上的心意，好好爱我们的妻子。
Why not just act on it today for you to treat your wife like what God's plan is?
当我们的儿女看到的时候，他们就会长笑。
And when your son and daughter see how you treat your wife, they will learn and be the same.
他们知道要讨怎么样的妻子，他们知道要嫁怎么样的先生。
And they will know which type of wife or husband they should seek.
所以呢，如果我们在这样的一个计划里面，我们在这个思想。我就想到就是说神到底要我怎么做
So if we think about it in God's eternal plan, what does God want me to do?
其实呢我就知道就是说我这一生呢都在神的掌握之中
And then now I realize that my whole life is in God's hand.
今天只要我不要逆着神的心意
Today if I just don't go against his will.
我不要做那些神所不喜悦的事
If I don't do things that God displeased.
也许现阶段
Then maybe even now.
我经历了离别的痛苦
Maybe even now I could feel separation
我经历那个死别的难过
Maybe sometimes I feel the sadness of death
可能呢我跟我的妻子我的先生呢可能也失和
Maybe sometimes I get into an argument with my wife
可能有时候我们会有那个失散的苦恼
Maybe there is time when we feel loss
有时候我们会不快乐
Maybe sometimes we're in sorrow
可是如果我们若愿意活在神的旨意里面
But if we are willing to live in God's will
如果我们愿意按着神的心意
If we're willing to act as God's will
存着信心来生活
To live through faith
我们明白神一定要保守我们
And then we'll realize that God will keep us
神必定帮助我们
God will help us
神必定成就他的美意在我的身上
And God will complete his purpose on us
其实呢我们就会坦然无惧的很安然的在神的面前学功课
And once we understand that then we can live without fear and be peaceful
弟兄姊妹神要保守我们
Brothers and sisters, God will take care of us.
叫我们爱神的人呢，能够得到益处。
For the people that believe and love Him, we will be taken care of.
神的计划，可能我们很多都不明白。
Maybe a lot of us don't understand God's plan.
要去解释很难解释。
And it is very hard to explain what His plan is.
这件事怎么发生？那件事为什么又发生
？How do you explain this and how do you explain that?
可是呢，在神的面前。
But before God.
我相信神有神的美意。
I believe that He has His good will.
万事都互相效力。
For all things work together for good.
叫爱神的人得到益处。
To those who love God.
这就是波阿斯跟路德他们的生活。
This is Boaz and Ruth's life.
我发现神给他们的祝福何等的美。
And realize how great their blessings was.
那中国人有句话说有情人终成眷属。
There's a Chinese saying that for all lovers there is a destination.
真的主在我们身上的计划有一天都要实践
Yes, I think that God's will come to fruition on us
我们爱神神也爱我们
When we love God, God loves us back
有一天我们都要在他的家中
One day we'll be in his house
我们一起生活
We will be living together
我们来唱诗歌
Let us
唱另外一首我们唱376首
Let us
主啊照你的旨意行
Sing songs 376